Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Summer Mary.
And it's Courtney from LA. I mean, if you can't tell, she's here. She's back. She's risen from the dead.
I am rejuved. I feel like a new woman. I have a lot of energy.
Give me some of that energy. I'd love some of it. Amazing. I'm so happy for you because you're just like a new person. Like yesterday, she's like texting me all these things. I'm like, whoa, on top of it. Let's go. She's like, sorry, just getting some things done. She's a working girl this summer. Okay.
I'm a working girl. Well, it's nice when you have time.
Well, let's talk about it because
it's nice when you don't wake up at 6:15 in the morning and then get home at 5 o'clock and are exhausted and you have to watch TV and it feels like homework. Today, I've watched so much TV in the last 3 days.
What have you been watching? Amazing.
I watched the Jennifer Lopez doc on Netflix.
Give us a
highly recommend. Okay, it's 90 minutes
out of 5 stars. 4.5,
I'd say. I mean,
that's called Halftime. It's on Netflix.
I definitely think that she's a liar and that she's had Botox and fillers. I don't believe she just uses olive oil or her Jennifer Lopez skin, whatever. She has my dream body. She has six pack abs, a great ass, but she's like muscle and toned. And like, you can tell she works for that. You know what I mean? I like someone that
she's regimented. I think she has a full schedule routine. I think she works out 3 to 4 hours a day. I think she doesn't drink and all. Yeah. Like she treat her body as her temple.
No. And you can tell. I also love, so in the doc, I heard that they had to like cut out A-Rod out of all the things. Cause it's following her Super Bowl, you know, halftime show.
Hence and the title. Halftime.
Right. And then, but then it's like you said, like a Where's Waldo, like where's A-Rob? Because clearly he came to all these events with her, you know, she's, you know, on the award circuit for Hustlers. And
do they show her at the inauguration when she's like,
yes,
let's get loud. Yes.
That's the ending. Okay. But it was fun to like, I remember her halftime show and loving it, but I didn't even realize that her and Shakira did it separately, which, and then
they had areas where they like overlapped if like for like right, 30 seconds for the next thing, person.
Their yeah. whole thing was that they're like, this is bullshit that two females like have to split the Super Bowl halftime show. They've never done that before. And that's bullshit that they think that we can't each just do it on our own. So they're upset and they didn't know how to split the time because basically halftime guys is 29 minutes, but it takes 7 minutes to set up the stage, yeah, 7 minutes to take it down. Minutes. So then they only had, they said they'd give him like 14 at most. And I also like loved her message behind the halftime show. It was so much deeper.
I have to watch it. I'm very excited.
Honestly, I was so inspired by this story.
So what did you do today for the inspiration? Did you get on your Peloton?
No, today I did double workout. I did 30 minutes of arms and then I went on a 4-mile hike at Tennessee Valley. And I'm on a clean path of eating. You know what I ate today? I'll tell you guys what I ate today. Okay. I had a bowl. I measured out a bowl of Kashi cereal with the almond milk that Kyle Richards likes. It's the 30 calories for a cup. Then I had a string cheese and watermelon. And then I made myself a Charlie sole with just olive oil, mango salsa, broccoli. And then in the air fryer, I cut up some potatoes and made them like fries. And that's all.
Wow.
I am on a health journey this summer. Someone Mary's turning a leaf. I'm detoxing from my life.
Well, because let's talk about Saturday. We had.
Detox from Saturday.
Well, we had the best time. So I flew in early morning. Mary came.
Whirlwind.
I was there for literally 24 hours. Mary came and picked me up. She took me to all the hot spots, places like Balboa. She pointed out, there's where Cultivar is. You know, she said, do we go to Original Joe's? There's no time. We couldn't go. But believe me, she showed me her old stomping grounds, places she's lived before, as if I've never been with her in San Francisco before. And then we went to Silver Cloud before Countess Luann show. And so many jurors showed up. It was so fun. We had like the best time with you. It was basically all of us just kind of pushing Mary to get on the stage and do a turn here and there. Like she was on the Vanderpump's intro.
It was a glorious time. I didn't really want to leave to go to the show, but then at the show,
you guys, you go. Okay. Here's what I want to preface.
I made my way to the front.
Guys,
let's be fair. Okay.
Okay.
I made my way to the front because there was two open seats and the girls that were sitting next to the two open seats,
they came out with us.
Pre-party. So I felt like they wanted me there too.
Right. You got an inkling. It was a spidey sense. And you said, I'm going to take that.
Yeah.
But it was so fun. And guys, if you have the opportunity, we've said this before, any sort of Bravo-centric show you can go to. You had gone to Erica Jane. That was my third time seeing Countess Luann. Like any show like that that you can go to where the Bravo community is coming out in full force, you will have a good time.
It's a wild audience. It's so fun.
It was so fun. She did like 30 minutes of Q&A and people were asking like all these questions from like small to big to whatever. And it was just, everybody was having the best time. Like we were all singing and dancing and just like you were making friends with people you had never met in your life. But now, you know, you're traveling.
We went to the final, final after and took shots. You know,
I mean, there were so many people that came to final after, which was like so much fun. I would say like at least double the crowd that had come before. And everybody at that point too had probably had, well, the Palace of Fine Arts where it took place actually ran out of alcohol. My friend got literally the last, like they like were the last emptying red the drops. Wine.
Like, and I was like, this is corked. This is corked. It was gross.
And then you still drank it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Well, you just wanted to make an observation that it had been corked, but it was still going down.
Yeah.
And then, yes. So then we're like we're sitting there with our friends and Mary. Okay. If you guys recall like a story from Vegas where Mary just, it floats like a butterfly. She finds open space and fills it. Okay. Literally at one point, I was like, where'd Mary go? I turn around. She's in the row behind me. I'm like, what the hell? And she's like, no, this space is for dancing. It's not.
Well, I didn't feel like I had enough room to dance. And there was like a handicap space behind me that no one was sitting in. So
there was plenty of space also to dance where we were, but she really had room. I don't know if you guys saw the videos that we had, but Mary had to have like the left hand holding her fake mic, the right hand, her arm up in there. I mean, honestly, if you were sitting in our area, it was like, is it Summer Mary show or is it Countess Lou's show?
She definitely like caught my eye, you know?
Oh,
like,
you guys were catching each other's eyes multiple times. You were pointing to her and your fake mic, you know?
But like, then I felt like at one point I was like scaring her because I was
she was
going to do next, you know? So then I kind of pulled it back.
She came back to Roji at that point.
So I don't want to scare her. And then I lost my purse.
What? You did?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, my cell phone. But then Michael found it. What a gem.
Where was it?
I don't know. I was like, I don't have that anymore.
Oh, so Summer Mary. And again, this was day and night one of Summer Mary out and about. So
but now I've been detoxed since I don't think I had any drinks on Sunday.
Good for you.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Oh, that's a lie. I did go to Stevie Nicks and I did have drinks. Nope, I forgot I went to Stevie Nicks. It was really
Jack would say, the truth always prevails.
I forgot that. Yeah. So, you know, going from Countess Lou to Stevie Nicks, you know, an interesting juxtaposition.
That was rough. I could barely get on a plane and get home. And I was like, this is why I can only spend like 24 hours here. So get me out of here. But I want to say I really want to give a shout out to all the jurors who came. Thank you guys so much. Like we had such a blast. Like Mary had made a Bravo playlist. The bar was playing like Bravo's greatest hit, like greatest housewife hits, like in the bar. It was just such a good time to hang out with everyone. So thank you. Thank you. I just had so much fun getting to know everybody too. So I mean, from like the deepest part of my heart, thank you.
Yes. It was so fun.
It was so fun. Wait, Mary, something also happened last week that I feel like it was a good thing for you. Like Britney Spears finally got married.
Yeah, I feel weird about it. Okay. Also, to make this about Bravo, apparently the Altman brothers sold her house. And
the new one she bought in K-Fed's area.
Okay. That is also next door neighbors to Kravis.
Okay.
So
we're in Hidden Hills.
It just like goes full circle. I thought it was Calabasas.
It's like that's in there.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. As I drove through, I had gone to Malibu for an event yesterday. And as I was driving home, I was driving through Calabasas, and I was like, "Oh my God, Kim!
You drive through." Okay, so interesting.
I went the back way from Malibu. You can go up PCH if you want, but I was in Malibu Canyon.
Got it. Yeah. Still don't know really, but
like where the Bachelor House used to be before it would burn down.
Yes.
That still is no location for you. Okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
But anyways, you know, whenever I drive through Calabasas, it's like, I always think of like all the rich celebs that live out here and like how far it is from.
Yeah. It's a journey. I think they all just have like condos or stay at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
They're just like rich, whereas I'm like cutting around, like complaining about 625 gas, you know?
Literally. Yeah. Use that. You guys, we have the Upside app. It's it's a new ad. Get it.
Okay.
Saves on the gas.
And then next week is like a big week too. Finally, Rugged 2. And
I don't think we can call it Rugged 2. It's Ex-Wives Club.
Yeah, but there's something about Rugged.
Right. Like and Southern Charm.
And look, I'm looking much more forward to Rugged than I am to Southern Charm.
I wonder if when Madison is going to get married, she's going to get married as the season's on. What if it's like this Saturday because the premiere is coming out, or will like she lock it for like finale lock
down before?
No, just like kind of get a lot of attention to get people to watch the show. Like that was a very Kardashians move. Like drop that you're pregnant the day before the premiere, you know, a divorce the day before. Wait, also, it's the last episode today of the new season of the Kardashians.
It's over.
It's already over. Guys, sure. That really had to be like eight episodes, right?
Yeah. Yes. I believe last week was eight.
Okay. So for our Patreon, we'll do the finale.
We'll finish it. We'll finish up Kardashians. Guys, again, we said it last week. If you can't beat them, join them.
We did. We joined full force.
We never left. We never tried to beat them. We were just here for the ride, you know? Okay. So also like, you know, as drama is happening, it's like, I try to like not get so involved in what's happening off season because it's like, you know, I really don't like knowing everything that happens before the season starts, you know,
but spoiler.
So Salt Lake City though, there's lines divided.
And everyone against Lisa Barlow.
Except Whitney is on Lisa's side now. So there's like rumors that Heather and Whitney tornado bad weather.
Oh,
and Lisa is like, guys, you know, I love Lisa Barlow. She's literally like tweeting out like, you miserable fucks, like just is like sending messages to like Jen, Heather and Meredith.
And then like Jen and Meredith have teamed up. It's I don't much. Like that. I'm like, you guys literally slept with the same man. Like we're trying to expose affairs with one another.
Also,
and
like all this stuff,
you're just against Lisa Barlow. Like what did Lisa Barlow do? That was
the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Have you heard that one?
The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Sure.
Mm-hmm. So that's why they're together here. But it's like, I got to tell you guys, I already know they're on the wrong side. Like, I'm like, why are you teaming up with Jen who
is going to camp?
Okay? She's literally going to camp. Like, there's no way she's not going to camp. So like what? You're just using her as an ally, as a number? I don't get it. And I don't want to get it. Okay.
Something suspicious is happening.
It's a little salty in that Salt Lake, you know?
Ooh.
Some poo-hoo. I'll workshop that one. I'll workshop it. Okay. Do you want to kind of talk a little bit Dubai and then.
So yeah. these are my thoughts on Dubai.
Okay. A stream of consciousness by one Marianne Mahoney at Mary C.
So basically I watched the episode. I didn't take notes. And then I wrote this paragraph and I'll just read it out loud.
Yeah, please.
Sergio can't say S, but his name starts with S. I guess that is why he's the older brother, because he can't say stepfather.
Keep going.
Caroline just seems like she doesn't want to be on the show.
That's true. And yet she's been clamoring to get back on the Bravo show.
She doesn't want to go to Lisa's Mina Rowe fashion show. She stays at home and makes healthy tacos.
But she wants a burger.
I know. Then I thought it was really funny how Chanel made it about herself. She's like, she didn't come to the Mina Rowe fashion show because she didn't want to see me. And I was like, Chanel, I don't know if it's about you, but also why was Chanel not in the show? She was just like the backstage helper.
So I think I'm wondering if Chanel has a model agency.
Okay. Because I thought it was funny the way that she booked Chanel and Ion and thought it was two black models.
Oh, how Lisa thought that. Yes. Yeah. And she's like, no, that's me. I posted them today, but Lisa and her husband, Rich, are so hot.
So the photo,
but now I'm worried about next week.
The photo you took was great. I think he looked really hot. She looked stunning. She always looks stunning. She's flawless.
We said her.
I don't think Sarah's. He's as hot on camera.
Oh,
yeah. I think he was face tuned in that photo.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think he's as hot. I don't know.
Okay, I still think he's very hot, but I'm worried about next week though.
Because he won't give her the money.
Well, and then yeah, I'm trying to figure out like what's going on. Is this like, is it because his name's on the company? He has to sign something, and we're making it a bigger deal than it is, or are we saying fuck the patriarchy, fuck men?
I'm not sure, but yeah. I thought her collection looked amazing.
So cute.
And I did think, I thought it was funny that Chanel started off in one wig at the beginning of the event.
And she had like a blonde one. Remember like Nene's wig?
Different wig. Like, I just think that's really funny on the same day.
She had like a full outfit change from head to toe. Okay, keep going on your notes.
Nina is obsessed with French fries.
Okay, I'm sorry. The rudeness of Nina being like, make it happen. Right. Make it happen. I was like, bitch, the air cut up potatoes. Go drive through McDonald's after this. Like, they're French fries.
Which, guys, I made on the air fryer tonight. Delicious. I cut a rustic potato.
Okay.
I did avocado oil, garlic salt, pepper, a little paprika. Mm-hmm. Delish. Mm. 380 for 14 minutes. Shake it halfway through. Dinner.
Are you like a food blogger now?
I literally like this.
Are you starting a new Instagram?
Try it. And I added carrots in there too. And the carrots Mary's tasted munchies? Like the carrots tasted like sweet potatoes.
Oh my goodness!
And I said to my sister, I'm like, do you feel like we're at In-N-Out? And she's like, I hate In-N-Out.
But I felt like I was there. Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Getting back to
the French fries.
Keep going.
Uh-huh. Then they did the staycation where Real Housewives of Beverly Hills stayed, but also the Kardashians stayed there. Didn't they say hi to Scott? The guy said hi to Scott, the snorkel guy,
he said hi to Eileen at one point too. And I believe that the Melbourne ladies also stayed there when they were in Dubai.
Yeah. But I think they did to Scott Disick too. Yeah.
No, probably. I'm saying that snorkel guy seems to come often.
Also, like, that is pretty cool and everything, but I'm like so unimpressed. I'm like, I've seen this on television like four.
Wow, times. Get a new hotel, you freaking rich losers.
I love seeing Sarah's before picture. Apparently, she got major plastic
literally
surgery.
What did I text you right before that scene? Yeah. I go, I think Sarah and Lisa are like the most beautiful people. And then 5 minutes later, they're like, yeah, ask Sarah about her plastic surgery. I was like, okay, well, Sarah has taken the Melissa Gorga route and has done good work. Give me your doctors. I can't afford them. I don't want the brand ambassador that Caroline Stanberry is a part of. I don't think I want that.
The M Sculpt.
Yeah. No, like just like everything she does there. Like, I'm like, Sarah, no, I want Sarah's people.
Well, then I went on her social media and she only has like 500,000 followers.
I don't know why you're saying I went on her social media.
Like, I went on her Instagram.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why. It just made me like when you're like, I checked out the social media. What made me laugh?
70-year-old woman trapped in a 35-year-old's body. No, actually 36.
No. That's okay. You look great. Your skin looks great if you're 70. It looks great for 36 too.
I use J-Lo's.
The olive oil.
The olive oil. I just use Vaseline.
Sponsored by Vaseline. Put one big scoop of petroleum jelly on your face every night and have a glow like Mary Mo.
I like that.
Yeah. Vaseline, give us some sponsorship.
I do think that Caroline Brooks confessionals are flawless and
she's messy.
She's gonna get in so much trouble at the reunion. Everyone's gonna hate her. Everyone's gonna turn on her.
I love that Ion keeps bringing gifts for people. Like today, she just, or in the episode, she just brought a full pot. Like, did she take the pot back? But it was a full pot of lemons. And she's like, that's because she's bitter. But then she's like, but no, you'll make lemonade out of it. You know, you take a bad moment. I'm like, geez, Ion is just a star. You guys, again, I'm just thinking, Caroline Sandberg, what are you doing? If you don't want to be on the show, don't be on the show, but don't half-ass where you decide not to go to these events. It doesn't work that way. Okay.
No. Well, next week looks good because she gets mad at Sergi and was like, well, is she going to suck your dick for you?
That was a lot. And I'm nervous about that. I did notice too, that there were two scenes, which I was wondering if maybe that's why she didn't want, it felt like you felt she didn't want to be on the show, is because she did two scenes without Sergio.
Oh, the M Sculpt.
And the overnight at the hotel.
Mm, true.
Also, Yasmin and her daughter are so beautiful.
Caroline's daughter?
Yes. And at 15, I was like, okay, she looks like I've never been able to do makeup like that. So I was going to say like, oh, she looks like also,
Caroline was like, well, she's like not into glamour and beauty like I am. And then she walks in like totally done up.
And she's in like, you know, like an athleisure sweatsuit that definitely costs like $500-$600.
Yeah. Like,
you know, I also just loved, I loved the fashion show and I loved the bellies. I don't know why. I was like, just, I really, really enjoyed the prosthetic bellies that they were putting on. I just never thought, but I then
I could have been in the fashion show.
You could have?
Yes. I'm not pregnant though.
I don't know. You're detoxing this week.
It's the only, I'm doing well.
Day one, guys.
No, it's day three.
Day three. Stevie Nicks.
No, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
What's today? Oh, today is Wednesday.
So I'm on the day three.
Wow, this week's really gone by.
Oh my God. So slow.
Oh my, no.
It's so going by fast for you?
Oh God. Yeah. So the working families over here, you know, we're still going. We're still going. We're still on vacay. Or we're still not on vacay. I'm excited.
Well, it's kind of boring during the week because like, well, I'm going to try to be good during the week too. So it's kind of boring.
Ugh. Hate that for well, you.
I got a lot of stuff done though. Well, I'm going to the dentist again. I went on.
Let me segue for you of how you've gotten things done this week. Is it from
more labs? I mean, did I come home on Saturday night and chug one? I sure did. Didn't give one to Courtney. Sorry,
she
about
did
that.
Not. She literally did not. I would have. Wait, I would have loved that. Wow. Okay. Here's the best part too. How much of a power user she is of this. So before the bar, she's like, oh, should I bring Morning Recovery? I'll give that out. I'm like, yeah. She goes, oops, only have two. Been drinking a lot of them. Like what? And then had one of them herself, probably gave the other to Michael and didn't even think about me. And you're laughing no, in a guilty
Michael,
way.
No, Michael would have been chivalrous. I didn't give him one.
he
would have given it to you. He thinks okay. about others.
Well, I know, but I went to bed before you guys.
You did. But you guys, you know, it's a hot girl summer. And if you want to feel good the next day after, you know, it's all about this summer's about boating. It's about being by
boating.
Boating. I want to be
like on getting on a boat,
being okay. on boats. I want to okay. be a lake. I want to be a lake girl. I want to own a boat.
Bass
maybe
lake?
Next summer.
Did you get Bass Lake?
But get on a lake. Have a Truly, have a White Claw, have a gin and tonic, have whatever your drink is of choice is, and then hit it back with a Morning Recovery. You can go to morelabs.com/TJG, use code TJG at checkout for 20% off. I've never steered you wrong.
It's true. Okay. Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back with Atlanta.
Hiring for your small business. If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have
so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay. Also, I watched the J-Lo thing, and I watched one. What was the other thing I watched?
I'm catching up on the staircase. That Prey something.
Oh, I finished Top Chef.
Oh, okay.
Can we do spoilers?
It's been like a week and a half.
I was so happy for Buddha.
Love him.
It made my heart sing. And the family challenge, I'm kind of glad I waited and for it all to just watch it once. I also liked the 2 weeks off in between the finale and them calling in the sous chefs. Did someone, do you think, get COVID? Is that why they take time off?
I didn't pay that much attention, to be honest. That was a background for me. This season, I wasn't crazy about how they edited it this season. It felt hard. It was very similar to how they edited this past season of Survivor. Oh. And those who watch both, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
Wait, can I tell you what I've been watching?
Yeah.
And it'll come full circle too. I was watching, my friend said, Courtney, I know we haven't watched the previous Real World Homecoming. There's been 2 seasons, LA and New York. Well, they just a couple months ago released the New Orleans one, the original New Orleans.
Danny. Which,
huh?
Yes. Wasn't Danny on?
Yeah. Yes. And David, who now goes by Tokyo, and the infamous, come on, be my baby tonight. Oh, yeah. Come on, be my baby tonight. Okay. My friends and I have been singing that for like years. Like, it's literally, okay. Anyways, guys, it's so good. I like it's binged great. It in a few days. Like, you know, I'm
that girl Kelly's on it. Kelly,
she's married to Scott Wolf.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I just remember I thought Kelly was like the most beautiful girl in the world. And she was dating a doctor and she was never at the house really.
Peter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they do in these shows, they bring up a lot of what happened previously and they talk about it. It's just really, this season was really good. Julie, what's it on? Remember the Mormon? Julie.
Well, what's it on?
It's on Paramount Plus.
Okay. I don't think I have that one. Mm-hmm. The only one.
Awkward. Awkward. It's also where you watch RuPaul All Winners season, which is also amazing.
I've never watched a RuPaul.
God. Okay. Summer Mary, that is a job. I will put you on. I got
the
you.
The thing is, it's like, it's Pride next Sunday and I'm going to get the real RuPaul show on Market Street on Sunday. Oh, we're having a party for it. Can't wait.
Great. I love that.
Michael's throwing a party on his roof. It's gonna I be love fun. That.
Now, previously, he's done Jello shots. Will he be making Jello shots again?
Rainbow.
If you guys
Rainbow,
don't know, Michael is among many things is also the king of Jello shots.
Yeah. So that's,
and he takes a lot of pride into it. Yeah. You guys, Michael's the best. He also decided last minute to come to Countess Lou. Like he wasn't even going, and then he's like, "Okay, I'll go." And I think he had an awakening there. And I really think I think he's ready to watch some Roni with you.
I don't want to push too hard.
I don't think you have to push it that hard at all.
I think, you know, below deck. Oh, he's like, you finished Top Chef without me. I was like, oh, we got so far behind. Whoops. Sorry.
Selfish.
Yeah, it was. Selfish. But I'm going to save below deck ceiling for him.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get into Atlanta.
Okay. So we start off. I loved Ace like learning Chinese. He knows how to say watermelon. Deuce is literally burping into the phone.
I love Deuce. Okay. I want to ask you this. All right. So Sonia, I'm like, I was really liking her. And then I felt that the true colors kind of came out. Now I mentioned it last week too, that I didn't like how she went at Drew in front of the group. What did I say to you? She had her Mommy Nation shoot, which Mary and I looked up this website. We went onto it. We researched it. We still don't get it. It's basically a Reddit forum, but you can write about it's a mommy blog. Like you can read about other people's.
It's MOMMI.
Yes. Nation.com. Yeah.
So I what I got from it is that they post blogs and then they sell their merch.
And I'm sure they sell ad space on it too. I get it. But it just to me, I'm like, you know what, Sonia, you're moving a little too fast for me. First off, you canceled Drew. No, you let Drew come, you let her be in the shoot, and then you cut her out like a normal person later. Okay. Photoshop her right on out.
Like Karen Huger was cut out from Robin's
embezzled.
Hat.
Yeah. No. Embellish. No, wait. Oh God. I can't remember. Like, as soon as I say embezzled, I'm like, I know that's not the name. It's like, yes.
And then I do think it was really funny who she invited to be at the photo shoot, even know it was a photo shoot.
She knew it was a photo shoot. She didn't know she was in the photo shoot. She thought she was just coming by. So she picks Candy and Kenya to be in it. And what did I text you? I said, I don't like this. She's picking them because they're the two most popular housewives. And then Drew calls it out later with Marlo. And I'm like, okay, we're all on the same page. Am I now on Team Drew? I'm still not.
No.
But I'm not liking
I liked how doing. Drew was uninvited. I love a good uninvite.
Well, you know? I also love that she was also invited to Marlo's just to set up and basically drop everything off for her. But then because she's married, she's single girls.
You brought the white eggs.
Yeah. No, it was a pink egg.
Shit.
She wanted pink eggs.
She wanted organic. She wanted brown eggs. Because the white eggs, they actually die. White eggs, they're not real.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, they D-Y-E dye or they D-I-E dye?
No, they dye them white.
Oh, I thought you meant that they were like dead eggs, like dead baby chicks. I was like,
wait, now I'm feeling like insecure about this comment, but no, I'm pretty sure. Can we?
I just didn't know if you meant the D-I-E dye or D-Y-E dye. No, because think about it.
Eggs don't come out white.
I don't know. I don't own chickens.
They come out all different colors.
I don't know what hens do. I just go to the store and buy them.
Someone's yelling at us. Yeah, Brianna Culbertson's yelling at us. Also, I somehow like I follow
get keto.
I follow keto Culbertson because I think she does have great healthy tips, and I'm interested in the lifestyle.
I hope that's from your personal.
It is.
Okay.
It is. And I'm interested in the lifestyle.
Okay.
So then she reposted a story from Ryan. So I clicked on it.
Ryan,
he looks like a different person.
Ryan likes to walk around in the forest all day with a hiking, like a hiking stick and no shoes. And he just kind of gets on the Instagram, gets on the Instagram and just kind of rambles in.
Does he work?
I think he's working in the forest, working hard to drive himself crazy.
Maybe, I mean, they're just like making money off of
the
account. And she's a nurse. She probably does something, maybe a more flexible job.
Maybe he's a tour guide in the forest. I'm not sure what he does.
He's scary.
He
told one woman to get her foot off the goddamn couch.
Poor glitter Lydia mommy. I forgot what her name was, but glitter mommy. Maybe she writes on Mommy Nation.
Oh God.
Bringing it back to Atlanta here.
Okay. Wait, let's also talk about poor Sheree. And I was just so distracted by her room. I was like, what is this? Like wallpaper flowers. There's like 20 pillows on the bed. I was distracted. I couldn't. The conversation was like, I mean, her daughter was like, I want you back.
Do you have decorative pillows on your bed? Do you have decorative pillows on?
Not really.
What's not really mean?
I have four pillows. No, I sleep on them. I sleep on my teddy pillow.
Oh, I was like, I thought you meant a teddy bear. Okay, so she's showing me. Hold on. I've got something blocking my screen.
No, they're like real pillows.
So that picture, the pillow with the M, is that a head on pillow or do you toss that on the ground?
I toss that on the ground.
Okay. I have three big square pillows that sit in front of my sleeping pillows.
But she had like 20.
No, I know. I'm just asking about a decorative, but then in my guest room, I just have four pillows, but the two pillows in front are different pillowcases. Sure. And then I have a Sewing Down South crab pillow.
Right. Clearly.
As my decorative one in the front.
Right. So ocean theme.
This room isn't really ocean theme. It just seems to that's where it's landed.
Mm-hmm.
The bedding, it has a little bit of blue in it. The decorative pillow is blue and orange. Okay. As you can see.
Yeah, no, it's cute.
It works.
It actually works because you have like a beach wood headboard. So
I made that myself. It's all authentic beach wood.
Okay,
from the shores of California.
I will say I like what she's, you know, she put down. She's like, I don't know if I'm humiliated. I don't know if I want to like.
She should be because when Marlo showed that photo later of the blogs catching Sheree looking depressed, waiting in, as Marlo called it, dirty Philly. I was like, you should be humiliated.
I know.
But Tyrone, who does the, you know, all he has? Audacity.
Also, who are the paparazzi in Philly following Sheree?
Probably like someone like you and me, like walking the streets. I'm like, oh my God, Sheree's here. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, though. I feel like this is the same restaurant. Again, based on absolutely no evidence, I didn't look anything up. But remember when Sonia went to Philly to meet with the matchmaker who was Devin, who used to be on MTV's The Challenge and Real World?
It could have been
the same restaurant. Now, again, I've done zero research and have nothing to base this on, but apparently there's one place in Philly.
Yeah, I would not doubt that.
Yeah. And maybe because they had filmed before and it was like COVID times and, you know, that's what I'm just thinking. Again, zero evidence. And you guys will probably tell me, you idiot, there is more than one restaurant in Philly. And for that, I say, you're right.
I did appreciate the girls coming together. So Marlo and Kenya, they're the single women and they're like, we're going to cheer up. You know, I'm going to get Fendi. I can call Fendi. I got them on speed dial. They can come to my house.
I was so confused by this event because I had no idea this is what the singles event was while Marlo's setting up all these little like stations for shopping. And I'm like, what's happening here? And then it's like, oh, we're just cheering her up. No. And then did she make Sheree pay for all that?
Yes.
It was like 11,500. Sheree's like, I don't know about money.
Sheree was like, I thought this was a treat. I guess I'm treating myself.
Yeah. I was like, and that will be returned tomorrow.
But I did really like, the cake, you know, it says, I love me, queen, joggers.
Remember, driver, Drew decorated that before she was kicked out.
But I like Marla was like, you know, I'm only going to have this conversation with you once. And I know you're really hurt, but like, you are a brown Barbie. Like, how do you know he loves you? You deserve so much more. I can Google you looking sad as fuck. Like, you need to love yourself. You know, this is a wake up call, and you know, like, know your worth, and you can do a lot better than Tyrone.
You can too. That's a correct answer. Like anyone is better than Tyrone, except for his cellmate. Like, let's just love after lockup exists again on a different channel. Sheree, come on.
Right. Come on. I also love Marlo's new confessional look.
It's with her short hair.
No, it was like a Kim K look. It was a long shirt with like the gloves, you know, it's like a shirt gloves, which also I
Paige is doing that for her look on Winter House and her Talking Head interview.
I wonder about those, because are they gloves or is it one bodysuit? Because when you go to the bathroom,
I think it's a shirt or it clips as a bodysuit. Have you ever worn a bodysuit that clips at the crotch?
Yeah. Yeah. I wore one on Saturday.
Yeah. I influenced you.
You did. Amazon.
Me and Jen Aiden. Yeah. We got you. I kind of like it. Like, I feel like that's like, we went from like feathers to this new look now. Like, don't you feel like everyone's in feathers?
I'm just concerned about the bathroom.
But if it clips, what does it matter? If it clips at the crotch?
Because you're wiping with your gloves.
What kind of wipe are you doing that your hands are getting soaked?
I don't know, but like, I don't want gloves on when I'm wiping.
Maybe they have disposable gloves in their purse that they put on over their gloved hand, or maybe they're just careful.
I'm just concerned.
No, I understand, but I'm concerned about you.
Like, are you in the snow and wiping with gloves on?
In the snow?
When you wear gloves.
Okay. And then you go to the bathroom. Like, do you take a glove off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. How do you get into this suit? We got to do some research, guys. This is
Mary here. It sounds like you have a lot of summer plans, because now you're going to buy a gloved bodysuit and you're going to just take us live with you. Live from the bathroom.
It's
Mary trying to wipe.
Is it a one thing that you get into, or is it a glove? What is it?
Is the glove removable for peeing purposes?
It has to be. Oh, I know what it is.
Okay.
I bet it's one of those that you like pull up, like, ooh, and you pull over.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, it's like a sleeve on what it's connected only on one side.
It has to be that. It has to be.
I don't think because it is.
Also when you have to use the cell phone.
Now they like do it on the, they put like a little pad on the finger.
We guys.
Wow. Look at us. We're such detectives with zero evidence.
Okay. Wait, back to this.
I've just checked my phone, and Mary has sent me a photo of her dinner tonight.
It looks delicious, right?
It looks great.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Well, and are you cooking for the entire family? Cause now we're at the Jamaican, the Jamaican dinner where she could not host at her own house.
Drew was also invited to this one, but because she was disinvited, then Sonia was like, she's making it more drama. I'm like, no, you started it. She doesn't want to be somewhere. Like, basically she couldn't come to your quote unquote business thing because she was going to ruin business. I'm quoting over here. You can't see me because I'm on, again, a face for radio. And then, but then she's like, but she could have come to this event. It's like, let's be real. Anything there's a camera on is quote unquote business.
Right.
I don't like it, but I do still love your husband and Deuce. Okay.
I also didn't like how Sanya was talking to her mother. Like, well, she's supposed to be cooking, like, to the girls.
Oh,
I didn't like that.
I think they're just like, I think she's just trying to be cool in front of these girls. She wants to be a cool girl. Then we get like drama about the Sheree stuff too, because Kenya had told Candy, and Candy's like, I didn't say anything because I was waiting for you to tell me. And then I was going to act like it was brand new information.
Right. Right.
And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And then like Marlo's mad at Kenya because Kenya was sick, so she couldn't come to the singles event, but then she made it to this one.
And then I like how she kind of broke the fourth wall. I was like, they wouldn't let me go. That's why I was in Glam. They made me get a test and I couldn't get tested fast enough.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair. I'm just really loving Kenya.
She's okay. I love Candy's mom. She's like, block him, Sheree.
Okay, Mama Joyce is what we call a broken clock. She's right twice a day, but she's still always wrong.
But no, block him. Block Tyrone.
Well, I agree. Like, Trey, I know that you've said, you know, in that we're doing like analogies to baseball, right? Strike three, you're out. And you said strike 50. And then you said, and then when Tierra was like, well, you're not going to take him back. And she's like, I wouldn't not take him back. I was like, no, strike 51. Oh my God. Do you know how many strikeouts you've had within these strikes? Stop it.
And then remember when he called and was like, hey, what are you doing? Like nothing happened. Not cool. But I did appreciate what she said. Like, you can't just like turn that off because they did something bad for you. It's really hard to like just walk away and turn it off. And she devoted years to him. I don't think she should go back. I hope she doesn't. She doesn't, right?
She better not.
Okay. Then we go outside with Marlo and Sheree, and Marlo is running her mouth.
What is happening? Well, she's mad because Sonia's like, oh, Candy and I got along right away. And so Marlo's like, it's taken me 6 years to get close to Candy. What do you mean? And so then she's like, you know what? And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to drive that wedge even further.
Right.
She's a whore who slept with everyone. What?
Candy is, she's a hoe and she fucked everyone for free and marries people, like, you know, below her tax bracket.
Yes. Oh my God. Okay. Not wrong.
Kenya was Miss USA, but really she was a video hoe. She went through every rapper in America and didn't get a ring. Because the best part about this, you guys, is this is all true.
This is all true. But also, like, the women are like 10 feet from her.
Yeah.
Is it all true? Like, I don't know if it's all true.
Like,
I don't know.
She's like, Sanya hasn't been on the track in 50 years. She's got 20 people in her living in her house.
Oh my gosh. She has no furniture. No furniture. She's got a Tom and Ariana house.
It was good.
I mean, listen.
Marlo brings it for me. If we didn't have Marlo, what would we have? I also do think she is a girl's girl, though, and can be super sensitive.
I think Marlo, we've seen a trajectory of Marlo from like the sugar baby and all this stuff to like, I think her becoming a Munty really changed her perspective on life. Now, listen, is she still shady and she still like reads the girls and she can, you know, do all of that? Absolutely. But something softened in her when she took those two boys in. And so I think that there's like this really big, like from who we met Marlo as to who she is now. Still great TV. Still also delusional.
She was on Watch What Happens Live and Andy wore the candy panties and she could press it. She had the control. It's hysterical.
That's pretty funny. Anything else?
Oh, and then guys, Drew shows up at the end.
And nobody cared. Oh, there she is. Okay. Quick break and we'll come back with Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we're back, and we are in Punta Mita at the Carlton Hotel, which I'd love to stay at someday. Let's Google how much that is.
Here's what bothers me about this. This episode is the same thing that happened last week. And you guys, I'm like, does Erica have a word quota that she had to hit that night? And she felt like she didn't say enough because shut the fuck up.
Wait, you guys, it's the St. Regis, I think. Is it the St. Regis? Is the Carlton the St. Regis? Wait. Where is that? What it brings up first?
I don't. It's a Ritz. Oh, wait. It's not. It's called the Conrad.
Oh,
Sorry, you kept calling it the wrong thing last week, but I was like, I know it's not that, but no, it's called the Conrad Pund.
Got it.
The Carlton Found would it. Be the Ritz Carlton. It's called the Conrad.
That makes
so it's $900. So if we wanted to go tomorrow for one day, it's $903.
Okay.
But if you're a Hilton Honors member, you could go for $885.
Oh, so they got it through Kathy.
Oh, they
got the Hilton.
Doogie
discount.
Thanks you.
Yeah.
I actually think that Mauricio is a big name in Punta Mita.
Really? Are you making that?
No, I swear.
Oh, you're not being facetious.
No, I think Punta Mita, I've never been to Punta Mita, so somebody can tell me I'm like totally wrong, but it seems like a very small touristy town.
I agree. It's just basically.
And we opened the agency there. That was when like Kim was close to death. Rinna told Eden Sassoon that.
Right. And we have a flashback of that.
Yeah. And so I feel like the agent that's probably, he's probably like well known, not like maybe like with everybody there, but I feel like the agency is probably maybe a big deal there. No, not really. You don't think so. I'm lying.
I disagree.
Okay.
The agency just closed in San Francisco. Also, Kyle's Aspen house is on the market. Just thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm. So you guys, my mom loves to get her news from Facebook news. Like she goes on Facebook and that's how she gets her news. So she'll always go, Courtney, Kyle's selling her house. I go, she's selling her house. Which one? She goes, the house. I go, I don't. She goes, yeah, she's got to move from Encino. So now you telling me it's the Aspen house. I know it's the Aspen house. She didn't click on that link.
Yeah. It is the Aspen
And then house. She's like, Erica's in trouble again. I'm like, for what? She's like, taxes. I'm like, oh no. And then she's like, oh. Do you know who Lisa Vanderpump is, Courtney? Like, yes, mom. She'll just tell me like fun things. And I'm like, and I like to call it
fact.
I call it Donna's Pop Culture Corner. And she loves to give me things that happened from like 2 weeks ago. She's like, did you hear? But what I have to say is thank you to my mother. And you know what? To the greater extent of my family, because I know my dad watches Below Deck for me. And then when I tell him I haven't watched a season in like 6 months, he's like, oh, okay, well, let me know what we talk about. Yeah, so I have to say thank
Donna's
you for taking
also
interest.
Our CFO.
Oh, don't tell her that. She'll love that title.
She is the CFO.
She's the financial manager of us. Right. And then she's like, can I have access? I was like, I don't even know the password. So we're awful.
This summer, we're getting it together. I'm getting it together for us.
She is. Detox and getting it together. She's a new woman. Summer Mary is just a day of yore, you know? This is the new Summer Mary.
Yeah.
Summer bod.
Okay, let's get back to it. So basically, we go down to breakfast and Sutton and Crystal get to breakfast first.
No, didn't you think that they had somehow made up from the night before because they were walking together?
Nothing happened. Like, you know,
they went and had Venom tequila.
Yeah. Everything's fine. You know, it's great. You know, Sutton's going to have some bacon that's not vegetarian, but honestly, Diana cannot get past that.
She cannot move past it. Diana is like, I've never met a bacon eating vegetarian.
I think like that one comment to her is like, she's a liar. That one comment is like,
if she can lie about being a vegetarian, what can't she lie about?
Yeah. Like it's really, really stuck with her. But also Diana is it annoying. Diana? Diane or Diana?
Diana Jenkins.
Yeah. Diana.
She's annoying, you guys. I can't stand her. I feel like she adds nothing for me. She shuts down conversations. Don't join a show if you're not going to share your life, because you know what? We've mentioned Room 23 before. Long ago, and there's, you know, potential. And she's like, oh yeah, she tries to get, we're going to shut this conversation down, which also though, like Lisa Rinna doesn't like that. Cause you know, Lisa Rinna, whoever she brings on, she turns against.
But they let her, they're like, I guess she doesn't feel like talking about it. Cause she literally says, I've already talked about this. Like, I'm not going to talk about this again. And then
Lisa has to poison the well.
Producers. They ask the producer, so you're not an international sex trafficker or a madame?
And she licks her lip for the 750. You guys, if I have to watch her lick those freaking lizard lips.
I loved this pink confessional look though. Did you like it? Yeah. I got like Marilyn Monroe. Oh, I loved it. I got like,
I just don't like her. And I like less of the housewives than I do not like on this. I just got so annoyed this episode between them, like between Erica, Rinna, and Diana kind of pouncing on Crystal.
to like, I just the women are going after Sutton and Crystal, and I just need them to get together and be like, why are we even allowing this?
I was here for it and I really enjoyed it. And I loved how Erica had to explain that she brought glam, even though she has no money, because she's like, it's living art, you know, like I can't buy any clothes, but I can
call her outfit assistant
and everyone to fly down. I'm going to feed them. I'm going to pay them. I'm going to buy their plane, right? And their hotels, but I have no money.
But like when she says that it's art, does she think she looks like a Jackson Pollock with the outfit that she showed up with at that dinner?
I loved the fashion. Let's talk about the fashion for a moment. Okay. So your favorites was Kyle's.
I really, well, you know, careful to call her an ostrich, might get blocked. But I just, I love a good feather.
It was a jumpsuit. I would say like a mint or like a seafoam, like a mint. I'd say a mint chocolate mint with feathers. Mm-hmm. Then we had Dorit just like wearing her Lisa Rinna leopard. Mm-hmm. And we had Rinna in A Lady in Red.
I liked Rinna's look.
I liked Rinna's. Erica is in sunglasses because she took her antidepressants and drank, and she's wearing like a silk collared shirt and she doesn't take off her glasses.
She looks horrible.
Crystal is in a white and
she's very like, innocent.
She's wearing bird earrings.
Yeah. I liked her but you know, guys. You know, I love me some Crystal. I love Crystal and I love her style.
I'm done with her. Uh-huh. Garcelle is in orange off the shoulder with a flower.
The yellow flowers in her hair. She looked fabulous.
Diana, I think her color is green. She wears a lot of green. She's in this low cut dress.
Kind of like a toga style.
I'm not impressed with her fashion.
I agree. Sutton
is in like a white
like a Reformation kind of dress, like a Reformation floral dress.
I feel like Sutton's dressed well for this trip. I'm not in love with Sutton's like fashion style in general.
Agree.
But I think she's had like fun floral looks, which has been like something different and exciting for her.
Okay. Anybody else?
Wait, also someone else was wearing bird earrings and I thought that was really
Diana
sweet.
Was.
Like Rinna talked about the medium when her mom was passing in hospice, and the medium said, you know, look for birds. You're going to like, then they look up in the room and there's a picture of birds.
She said she found a little ceramic bird in her makeup case.
That's Lois. Lois is an affirmative bird. I love that for her. Mm-hmm. Can get around fast, quickly. Mm-hmm. Speed demon.
There you go.
Okay. So then we basically have like two scenes going on. We have the girls surfing and then the girls shopping. So let's talk about the surfer girls.
Did you
first.
Notice that the Fox Force 5 like kind of split up? I'm trying to figure out if at this point Kyle is over Erica and Rinna. Like, are the lines starting to divide?
Okay. So literally Diana, Erica, and Rinna are like, Crystal.
Also, where was Diana the whole time? Because she wasn't surfing. And she didn't go shopping. And then all of a sudden she just emerges from the water. Like also, Diana to me is like,
shows you how hard surfing is. Like Lisa Rinna is a very athletic person. I feel like she can do like she's doing yoga. She's doing Pilates. Like she, I would say is a really like, and Crystal too, like super in shape, and they couldn't do it. Just says it's hard.
Yeah. Well, I guess they didn't take it for one credit in college. Like I did.
Did you ever get up?
Oh, I just didn't show up.
Right. So you never got up.
It was cold.
Yeah.
Like I've surfed here and there. I'm not very good at all. Like, but I could get up.
Oh, good for you. I can't.
On a longboard.
Okay.
But maybe because I snowboarded.
Perhaps. Okay. So basically they're like, oh my God. She called you a liar last night. Sutton is always coming at you. You know, you got to fight for yourself or others will fill in the story for you. And Crystal's sobbing, crying. She's like, I am like just trying to do my best.
Bad move, Crystal. They smelled the blood. Bad move. Do not cry around these wolves.
Yeah. Erica's just like, oh my God. I like, you cannot let these women do this to you. And Rinna keeps chiming in. And she's like, yeah, you need to tell them you need to. And Diana's like, you know what? Like you need to be direct with these women. You got to stand up for yourself. And you live in LA. This is a fake city. Like they're like pumping her up to go to this dinner for round two.
At one point too, her and Erica are at the bar. And I'm like,
are they attached at the hip? The way Erica was laying all over her, I was like, what is happening here? It's like, clearly Erica, you don't care about Crystal. You just hate Sutton so much. And you and Rinna have basically said, we are taking Sutton down.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And I told you, I'm telling you, see, I remember last week I said, Diana and Crystal have a friendship that they don't talk about.
Okay.
Did you feel it this week more?
I mean, I think they really met on camera for the first time at Harry.
No, they've been friends for years, Mary.
What?
Yes, that's what I've been trying to tell you. That's what I was trying to tell you. They've been friends.
I don't listen to you. Okay.
So not a lot of people that listen to this don't.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we're at the shopping thing. So basically Kyle's going to buy everyone a gift and Sutton wants to buy a $5,000 ring. Also, Sutton's just taking the LSAS for fun.
Okay. And, Erica told Sutton that she could help, like, first off, last season you told us you knew nothing about the law, but now you are married to a lawyer, so you could tell us everything about the law. I'm like, which lane is it?
And Tom graded the bar.
And when Garcelle said Tom graded the bar, I just love the shade that Garcelle gives to Erica, because Garcelle cannot stand Erica at all. But now I feel also today too, is Garcelle's not friendly with Crystal anymore.
I don't think any of them will be after this season. You know what? She's missing 14 friends for a reason. God,
she's about to lose 7 more.
That's 21.
She seems to do it in multiple seasons. She's like, yes, the number 7. She's like, a psychic once told me the number 7 will be prevalent in my life. And we're like, oh, it's to your friends. I wonder if any of Ramona's like 50 friends have dropped, and maybe Crystal can slide in there.
She could definitely slide in.
Yeah.
So Sutton's like, I think, you know, we're at zero ground. I was like, ground zero. She's like, yeah, we're at the beginning. And Kyle, I was shocked. Kyle's like, Sutton, I think you're like scared of Crystal because
what's with Garcelle and Kyle both saying this?
Because they're basically saying you're scared of what Crystal's going to do because she's manipulative and she's going to change the narrative and she uses her big vocabulary and gets people on her side and plays the victim, and you better be careful. I think they know a lot.
I don't think that Crystal, though, has played the victim in any part. I mean, Crystal is basically
did
not
you
spoken.
Watch the surf lesson? Did yes, you see, I didn't Erica see her holding speak at her all. At the bar? She made herself a salty margarita with those tears.
I don't need the salt on the rim. My tears will do.
Yes.
No, I think that they were doing that to her. Like, she like didn't say anything.
But she cried. She played the victim. That's the point.
I think in her mind, I'm going to go to levels of delusion to defend Crystal here. But I think in her mind, truthfully, I don't know who her ally is on this cast.
I do feel like she doesn't fit in.
Yeah. Like, what I mean, though, is like, I don't think like, I feel like
but
this
then why did she make this
happening?
Whole thing up again? Why would you
she's
literally
not bringing
say,
it up. Garcelle brought
she
it up
did,
in
she
the first
it
place.
To the group in Palm Springs.
Because Garcelle asked her a question and said, you tried to set Sutton up.
Well, things were a lot darker. I haven't told you and I never will.
Your eyes are scaring me a little bit right now.
Well, that's what
Where's
happened.
My Kate Bush running like, up the hill song?
Are
Save
we watching the same show?
I guess I just am like, it's a very like, I mean, they were even saying it at the table too for that dinner, right? Garcelle's even saying it. Like, I can see in her body language, like she's feeling attacked right now. But then Kyle's like, she's a victim. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, first off, Kyle, when you, if anything ever came at you, you're freaking sprinting out of the restaurant in Amsterdam. Like, I can't tell that this behavior. Like, I just feel like you guys are trying to set Crystal and Sutton up against each other so that all the heat is off everybody else in this room. Like, you
well,
guys
I mean,
keep continuing
Erica
the storyline.
Erica, for sure.
Erica coming in, she's like, yeah, okay, let me say a million different words at this table because I'm going to get to the bottom of this because my husband used to be in law.
Well, and even like, like when Kyle calls and was like, how was your guys' day? And they're like, Crystal cried all day. She's like, what?
Like, what was the worst thing that happened? Like, oh, well, we weren't actually listening to her. We were plotting. So.
I don't remember anything, but we had like 3 margaritas together. Uh-huh. And I just kept on telling her Sutton's bad.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys know, I don't like Sutton. So I'm going to ruin her.
And then it was interesting. Like, Sutton was like, I think like Crystal has a lot of hurt And then they were talking about like her patterns because Renna knows about this and Kyle.
What do you think, guys, what do we think happened with these 14?
I think friends? She just had a falling out and people were sick of her shit and they excommunicated her from the friend circle.
Is that when she hangs out with all the older ladies?
I mean, she's not really in this friend circle either. So,
but it seems like she's very well connected.
Yeah.
Guys, I want to be Crystal's friend. Yeah. He did the Lion King 30 years ago. 30.
The circle of life. Oh God, you guys keep me young. Keep me young. Wait, I saw this thing the other day that 1980 is going to be 50 years away in 8 years. Think about that.
2030.
This bitch knows how to math.
That was mind blowing.
I know. I just had this conversation.
Because like, I think of like 1950 as 50 years ago.
Like, yeah. When someone's like, what's 30 years ago? I'm like 1970. They're like, absolutely not. Like 1992.
Yeah. Wow. Just blows in people's minds.
I'm just, guys. Okay. Okay. So give me your, so where do you lie then? Like if I'm going to name each housewife and I want a yay or nay on them.
Sure. Wait, okay. Like, what is this based on though?
Likeability. Like, how am I ranking? I can rank them
who I like the most to the
even
best.
Better go ahead number
I
one.
I have a tie.
Kyle of court tie I for number tie. One Garcelle and Kyle isn't it
because Garcelle and Dorit and
I have a three-way tie.
Three-way tie.
Okay, so then coming in at fourth,
Renna, Sutton,
you've got Erica, Diana, Erica, and Crystal.
No, Crystal's not the worst. I think Diana.
No, I'm giving you the last three of them.
Yeah. Oh, then it probably goes Crystal, Erica, Diana.
Yeah. Diana's at the bottom. Eric, it's a three-way tie for me at the bottom here of Renna, Erica, and Diana. Three-way losers. First for me. Honestly, I'm not. This episode bummed me out. The fact that we're still having the same conversation. I'm enjoying Garcelle. Kyle's fine, but I don't like Kyle going after. I'm not sure why Kyle switched on Crystal so much.
Well, she's proven this reputation. I've heard the same thing, and she's proving it right now. Look at her on the seat playing the victim.
I'm okay. Kathy. I'll agree. You think it's Kathy?
Yeah. Yeah.
So Kathy's the source to everyone.
6 degrees. Wait, 6 degrees of separation. Also, Kathy was at Britney Spears' wedding. I know. 6 degrees of separation from Kathy Hilton. I think it's strong, especially in that
Kathy
part of the world.
Kathy Hilton doesn't seem like a gossiper to me, though. Do you think she's more of like
her? I feel and
like
Kyle's she's, our sisters. What?
I think she's a seed planter.
You come from three sisters. That's all we do. It's not gossip. You're just talking.
Oh, discussion time.
Yes, like it's literally I'm like so what's new, like who are we talking about today?
Okay
and I you like just that. Start listing off your friends and talking about them, and it's not in a mean way, you're just asking what's up with their lives,
and then you're giving them observable facts.
Yeah,
and then sprinkled in with a few opinions.
Absolutely. It's basically this podcast.
Oh great. I think Kyle's a Kyle to me is like a gossip. Like Kathy,
where do you think she learned how to gossip? From her mom and
Big Kathy.
Yeah.
I think Kathy's a shit talker. I feel like she's just like, so Crystal doesn't have any friends. There were 14 of them. Now they're gone. And like she makes a statement and then people like take that and run with it. And then they'll ask questions and Kathy doesn't realize she's answering them. Not that I don't think Kathy's calculated. I just don't see her as like a big gossip compared to like Kyle, where I feel like Kyle's calling Renna and Lisa on Lisa and Erica on FaceTime because she's like, give me the dirt.
I don't think she calls them. She calls Dorit.
You don't think when she was FaceTiming them trying to get scoop from Surfing because Dorit was at the shopping?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I don't think she really talks to Erica and Renna off camera.
Interesting. And then next week we get to see drunk Erica. It's like, let's move on from Crystal and Sutton, because they also at this dinner too, Crystal and Sutton finally meet up. I didn't love the way that Sutton was speaking to Crystal though.
I completely agree.
Nobody let Crystal talk at this dinner. And then like Sutton would say something, Erica would interject. And then like, I did like when Sutton yelled at Diana though.
I did too. Well, but like when Sutton's like, I'm a good person.
Let me finish my
sentence. You eat bacon. Please. You eat bacon. You're not a vegetarian.
But she speaks to them like how she speaks to her kids. I'm going to say it again until you hear me. Like, she really, really reminds me of a scary mommy.
Yeah.
Mommy like nation. She talks down, you know,
scary mommy nation.
And she even has to, she's like, I need to take a break. I'm going to lose it. And Kyle's like, take a breath. It's not even that bad as last night.
Like, stop showing your weaknesses to these women.
I would also love to see the time lapse of how long they were actually in the bathroom for. Did she take off?
Because there were a lot of, there were a lot of seat changes happening at the table. Like all of a sudden Dorit was next to Diana, you know, it was something before. It's like all this like musical chairs in a sense. And then it's like, some people weren't at the table. Erica was gone at one point. So yeah, what is... Guys, we need the live feeds on vacation.
And Garcelle's like, I'm just going to keep eating my artichoke.
Yeah, I was Garcelle. I was like, Erica, you're crying. Bugging the shit out of me.
Yes.
I love this. Then Diana's crying and I'm like, what is happening? I'm like, at this point I have lost the plot. I have no idea where we are. I've lost the plot on what we're fighting about.
Then I also didn't like Crystal says, like, cause Sutton's like, I want you to say that you're not going to do that again. Say it out loud so everyone can hear. And she was backed into her circle then. And I feel like she was like, all right, I'm done. You caught the mouse. I'm going to say, I'm not going to do that again. I said it and I said it clearly and genuinely. And like Sutton still wanted to. So that was too. I'm team Sutton. I didn't like Sutton's approach. And I'm just basically team Kyle Sutton. As team Kyle, Sutton, Garcelle, Dorit. Yeah. And then I also feel like during the dinner, Erica was like, oh, wait, Kyle thinks this about Crystal now. Like, I might be on the wrong side.
She's like, wait, she's not going to go to Sutton's side. She hates Sutton.
No, she's going to switch. I can tell.
Well, she's going to switch to the hard alcohol. Because next week she's so drunk, we've got to watch out for her. I'm like, push her overboard.
Also, when Sutton left for the table, they pan to Renna and she's like, has this biggest smirk on her face. you guys, I love it. I love it. And that was too much. That was basically the situation there. And yeah, and then Erica makes the point, like, I don't think anyone has ever challenged Crystal.
Oh, but like, it's her responsibility. Like, go worry. I like what Sutton said in her confessional. Why don't you go worry about yourself, Erica? And like, all like, are we done talking about the Erica legal woes? Like,
they really though. Like, they. This is, we've beaten the horse. This is let puppy the mouse gate. This go. Is pussy gate. This is
violet gate. We're done. We're over.
But what done. Gate? What gate is this?
All I'm going to say is next week, I already know that Rugget is going to be the best episode of the week. I already know. I feel it in my bones. Wow. I feel it. And I think everyone's going to agree. And listen, we're going to record before we even watch it. So it doesn't matter. But I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to say it'll be the number one show for me to watch next week. Like, that I'm looking forward to. Like, do you ever have episodes where you're excited to watch it?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Like, that used to be Beverly Hills, except for like this whole thing. Like, I don't like this because there's not, it's too much. Like, I don't, you're it's repeating it. Yeah.
What's this gate called? What are we calling it?
Boring.
Crystal. Cutton.
Boring gate.
Crystal Cutton. And Sutton. Cutton.
I'm just, Cutton gate? I'm over it. I'm over it. I don't, also don't know if you saw then earlier Taco also gate? In the week is that, from last week when Sutton said, oh, you know, the people in her jacuzzi. Like with her daughter. Yep. And then this the viral girl, video. There was a TikTok that went around. And it was the girl basically saying like, oh, when you had to drop your best friend because her mom was racist to you. And now she's on Real Housewives being accused of being a racist. Like how a full circle it is or something like that. The TikTok's been deleted, but there is proof. Like people DM'd and there was proof that she's friends with Porter. And like, there's this whole thing. So I'm like, what's going on? Honestly, it's like the reunion's going to be insane. And like, that's where I want it to be. But also let's not forget that Erica's awful. I just want that to be a reminder that she's still awful and her fashion is awful. And I don't like it.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
Okay. Anything else that you need?
That is all 5-star reviews only. Love that you guys listen. Thank you so much and have a great week. We'll see you soon.
Bye, everyone.